everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. Welcome to the show, Mike. It's I don't know what day it is.
it's Thursday, and it's also our 250th episode.
Wow, 250 we've hit, and not too bad for doing a show. You know, in the past it wasn't every week, so.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're every week, and I just keeping track. Not that it's super important, but 250 is kind of a half milestone there.
Yeah, so. More than a half. It's a quarter. It's a quarter milestone.
There you go.
Yeah, I always think that that hitting 1,000 when I hit 1,000 was a big deal, and now it's kind of just a number. I'm halfway there to 2,000 and. I'm really not counting, but at some point it'll probably kick in personally. But if the rest of you, if you're on episode one or if you're episode on 100, it doesn't matter. As long as you're kicking shows out, that's the key. Yep. But hey, today we've got some segments for you. We've got some news. We've got some best practices. We've got some stuff going on here at Blueberry. And we've got an interview. We got to meet the team member, and we've got a question of the week. Bada bing, bada boom, Mike. People just love to spend money. Amazon bought Art19. It really probably isn't much of a surprise there, but.
No, Art19 was the host behind Wondery. I mean, they do other podcasts as well, but, mainly Wondery, and Amazon bought Wondery last year, or early this year, whatever it was. And, it just makes sense that they get their own hoster too. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Everyone else is. Yeah. And Amazon, it wasn't done there. They bought not exclusive, but I guess early rights to the release of Smartless. It's a podcast done by some celebrities. I didn't even know, had never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. But
apparently $80 million deal, to $30 million a year. So for a couple of years at least. So.
Yeah, they're not exclusive to Amazon. They're going to be, everywhere that podcasts are, except for they're going to be a week early on Amazon. So
I guess it's viable. If you don't do a new show, you can release the episode a week later. But
anybody want to buy my show, I'll release it 2 weeks early for that much money. What the heck?
one thing that's interesting, though, is we start to see these deals being put together by, the $80 million. You have to think about, is this going to roll down to smaller shows at some point? And, what will that number be? And also then the consideration of the commitment that's required once you do sign a deal like these. So these guys are locked in. They can't take a break. They have to publish on time. So, but I guess for $80 million, that makes it a little easier to swallow, yeah?
Yeah, I think I would make an effort at being regular if someone gave me a bunch of money like that.
Heck, me too. Yeah.
Right there, cash the check, run.
That's right. Edison has created a template for audience surveys. And, as a reminder, if you're a Blueberry customer, we provide you a demographic survey that you can use for your audience to run on your website. It's a simple survey to be able to get you really the primary questions you need answered to figure out who your audience is within about 30 seconds. That's how long it takes someone to answer this. But this Edison audience survey was pretty in-depth, don't you think, Mike? It was
four or five
pages of questions.
Yeah, but, that's what Edison does for a living, and they're good at it. So those are probably good questions to have answered by your audience. But you got to talk them into it. I think that's going to be the harder part to talk somebody into doing a big survey like that.
But they provide you the questions, and then you can use SurveyMonkey or one of those types of services out there to run the actual survey. I'm a big fan of SurveyMonkey, but I do have a paid account, which makes it a little bit different. But I guess this is a free for anyone to go grab. And again, I was just kind of skimmed it, and it does ask some good questions. It actually made me think, maybe we should be asking this on our survey that we offer at Blueberry as well. But again, got to talk your audience into spending 2 or 3 minutes to do this, to go through this for you to collect this information. Of course, you got to set it up first. And, that's for some of you, that may be a little bit challenging. But don't worry. Again, we give you a free one. It's available via the podcaster dashboard. Any other thoughts on that free survey template they gave out?
No, like I said, it's pretty good, and I don't think it's too onerous to ask your audience to do it. And the key is ask your audience. You know, you don't want to have a pop-up on your website saying, take my survey, or you know, any of that kind of trickery. Just ask them. Say, hey, this would really help me out if you would take a few minutes, and then give them the link or the where to find it, and go for it. Why not? Yeah.
So next time we're in Vegas, Mike, we're going to have to wander over to the Wynn.
Yeah, the new Blue Wire Studios are just about to start over there, and there's some really cool pictures. If you click that link in the story, there's some cool pictures of it. It looks, you know, very Wynn-like, but pretty fancy, and should be pretty good for them. They're trying to get that going before the NFL season starts, because I guess they're a sports-related podcast network.
You have to go to a Google Drive Dropbox to see them.
Yeah, but it's a link off of that
thing. So let me see if I can, for those of you that are watching the show, so this is what the outside of the studio is going to look like. And let's see if we can get another one. Oh, that's what the backdrop, wow, that looks like is that a big screen TV back there or...
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. And then on one of them, it looks like acoustic panels, but maybe that's on the TV itself. But pretty interesting.
Got a cool lounge. That's nice for roundtable discussions. Must be they're thinking about doing video, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, they do some video, as I understand it. So, why
this
not?
Thing's going to be big. Whoa, look at that. Do they really need all that?
I guess Wynn's putting their, it's sponsored by the Wynn Bet app, you know, where you can do sports book stuff from your phone in certain states anyway.
It's a podcast. Oh, this has got to be more than a podcast. It looks live streaming and everything. So, yeah, there's some money being spent there. My goodness. And for those of you listening, you're definitely going to want to go look at these pictures and drool.
Yeah.
I thought I built a pretty cool studio setup here, but this has got premium wood, it's got sound everywhere. They're doing, and it all is stylish. Yeah, this is nice.
What would you expect from Wynn? You know, that property is always real fancy. So
yeah, if you stay there, cut-a-ching, too, from a, from a cost standpoint, I think their rooms are about $400 or $500 a night in some cases.
Yeah, it depends on the time of the year, of course.
Yeah, it's probably true, too. And I guess you and I, Mike, are not high rollers, so we're not going to be going and staying at the Wynn being comped, I don't think.
Don't think so.
But I'll come cover your podcast studio there, Wynn Properties. Just let me know. I'll come down and give me 4 or 5 nights in a hotel, and I'll do a bang up job of covering that studio. But all right, some announcement coming out of Pod News. According to James Cridlin, they say HTML is back in Apple Podcast, and we confirmed this after looking at last week's Podcast Insider episode. So. The links are all there, huh? The show notes are all there?
Yep. And, I think it was a little bit before James' announcement there. I think last week I noticed that the links were back. But, who knows? Apple didn't make a big announcement about it or anything. And there's no real article.
They just fixed. And I'm kind of trying to load. Of course, I'm going to start this thing playing. And let me go look at the... Yeah. My links are all there, and they're actually formatted real well, too. It's too bad they didn't honor my time hacks.
Yeah. But can't have everything.
It's interesting, Mike, because I've got double show notes.
Right.
And so I've got the hyperlink, and I got the plain text version, too.
Yeah. In our best practice, I have the solution to that.
Oh, then good. So you'll teach me what I need to do to stop that. All right. Awesome. So hyperlinks are back. That'll make some of you very, very happy. Of course, today is the day. Today is the day the 16th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards nominations opened up. We had a mad rush in the last 48 hours of people registering. But if you are registered, and it's not too late to register, so it's just early days yet, the vote nomination voting is going to be open all month, all the way to the 31st. So you register today, announce on your next podcast, get people over to vote for your show, to make the nomination slate. This really, this next 31 days is key for those that are participating and really getting their listeners over there to say, yes, I love this show, by selecting it in our voting booth. But as a disclosure, I do run the podcast awards, but it has no affiliation with Blueberry.com because of the separation of Blueberry and Todd.
There you go. So,
yeah.
But you started that before you started Blueberry. So
yeah,
just as a point of history.
Yeah, it was in 2005, I guess, or four. I can't remember.
It was 2005.
So 2005. So anyway, good luck to those of you that are participating. Again, if you're not, it's $30 to register, and lots of cool new categories this year. So let's talk about their best practice about formatting show notes, blog posts, excerpts. We did have actually a request in Facebook for this information as well, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, it's a hot topic in support too, because you know, people, things have changed at Apple, or did for a while. I think they're back to the way they were, but it concerns a lot of people. But you know, I'll argue that really you shouldn't really worry about it that much, because most podcast listeners that are subscribed to your show or following your show in Apple Podcasts or whatever you want to call it are going to see, hey, there's a new episode. Read the title, hit play, put the thing back in their pocket. They'll never read anything on their phone about your show. This is an audio format. Just, you know, do your audio. But if you, you know, want to do the best practice, as I call it, and this is what we're doing with this show going forward, is, you know, make sure you're using simple formatting. It's good to format, but make sure you do it in your publishing tool. You know, the WordPress post, Blueberry Publisher, and whatever other host you might be using or way of creating an RSS feed, there's ways to format it right in that tool. Don't cut and paste it from a word processor. And if you do, I mean, you can write it in a word processor and then you paste it in as plain text. Don't do it formatted. Just know that links may or may not show up in some of the apps. Apple now just added them back, of course, as we just said. But don't expect everybody to follow your links, or have your links available. It's just not possible, because the thing about podcasting is it's an open standard. They can take whatever part of that feed they want, you know, the app developers, and do that. So here's how we do this one in PowerPress. So in WordPress settings, not the PowerPress settings, in WordPress settings, go to the reading menu. And make sure the syndication feeds contain is set to full text. That's setting one. In your post editor, you need to enable the excerpt box. If you're using the classic editor, you'll find that in the screen options or on the sidebar of the block editor. Just enable that box. And then you put your fully formatted show notes in the main blog post. Of course, formatting it in the WordPress and not in a word processor. And then you take that shorter, unformatted text only with no links description, just a short description, and you put that in the excerpt box. And that'll prevent that doubling up you were talking about, Todd, on Apple. Because what they do is they take all your links and the formatting out, put that in the first little blurb, and then they put the full formatted show notes in the second one.
But if you include excerpts, then they exclude it?
If you put whatever you put in the excerpt will go in the top as a little short description, unformatted, and then the full show notes will be below that.
Oh, that's interesting. That kind of messes up your blog post, though.
It doesn't really mess up your blog post because there's no excerpt showing. That excerpt box doesn't show in your blog post.
Does the excerpt show up the top of the page then as part of...
It only goes out in the RSS feed.
So I don't understand that then. So if I write my entire blog post, mm-hmm. and then what do I put in the excerpt box?
Just put a short, you know, 2 or 3 line description in there that's different than your show notes.
Okay.
And that's what'll show up at the top of Apple, and some other apps, it'll just use that instead of your full show notes. So
where's my hyperlinks going to show up in the show notes then?
In the bigger part, you know, in the formatted area.
So what I'm talking about, what I saw in Apple Podcasts, Mike, is I see at the, I see my blog post at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I see my hyperlinks, and then I see an absolute duplicate mm-hmm. Of everything I typed. It's doubled.
Right, but when it's not doubled. Trust me, I'll show you offline okay. sometime.
Okay, well, I guess I don't understand because I don't want an excerpt to show up in my show notes on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, it's either that or it's going to double. That's unfortunately the way it works.
So on excerpts, though, then I won't get no links.
Right, there's no links on the excerpt portion of it. But you'll get to see both in Apple Podcasts because it doubles. So what it does is it's taking. Okay, you want to get geeky?
All right, I got you. So I have to put. another sentence in.
Yeah.
Ahead of it to keep them from doubling it.
Yes.
That's the stupidest thing ever. Why did they do that?
I have no idea, but I know this works. So
hey, Apple, if you're listening, that was dumb. Yeah. You know, if there's nothing in the excerpt, don't double the show notes.
Right. Well, what it is? Okay, we'll get just slightly geeky for a second. There's the content encoded tag and there's the description tag.
Right.
Okay. If you set it up this way, it only includes the content encoded. So what they do is they take the content encoded and also make that the description.
I got you.
If you have an excerpt box, that goes in the description tag.
Oh my goodness.
And then the content encoded is the full formatted show notes.
Apple, can you have made this even more complicated? So I could put 5 words in there and it doesn't matter. It'll fix it.
In theory.
Okay. Well, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was very, very confused there myself. So just so we're clear, you write your regular show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to plan for an additional piece of information to go above that in the apps that would say, like, you know, thank you for listening to the show. You know, give whatever you want to.
And I'm going to give you another little warning is some apps only take the description tag and do not take the content encoded. So on some apps, you're going to see the little 2-line description. That's it.
Oh, so there's no uniformity across apps. So
that's the problem.
So if you don't put the excerpt in, then you kind of get screwed on other apps not having fully formatted show notes.
Exactly. So
My goodness.
But, you know, my theory is, and I don't know if this is right or not, but this is what I kind of think, is the show notes that go out to the apps really aren't meant to be formatted like, you know, anything fancy, in my humble opinion.
You know how people are right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I'm doing this here. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, 3-4 lines goes out in the feed and then have the full show notes back at your site and send them back to your site if they want to read more and get the links and all that stuff.
So we're going to have to condense this because these people are not going to read these instructions the way you have written them. So we're going to have to figure out a way to just give them a short, quick and dirty on how to do this now because it even confused me. So the main thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is write that short additional information in the excerpt box if you don't want a double posting of
formatting. There's really nothing wrong with the double post because, you know, on your phone there you were showing that you get the nice formatted show notes and
at the top.
So, you know, ignore this advice and just do your show notes, you know, whatever. But, you know, some people are extremely worried about the doubling.
Appearance. Like it makes you look like you're an idiot is what it does.
Yeah, but truly it's actually making the app developer look like an idiot.
Well, that's true. But you know, that doesn't make the podcaster feel any better.
No, certainly not.
No, but, not at all. So come on, Apple. Fix this. This should be simple for you.
Yeah. Job security, Todd.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so. All right. Well, enough on that. I hope we didn't get too geeky on you there. But again, in WordPress, if you want the non-double posting in your show notes, you have to add a little excerpt in the excerpt box. Mm-hmm. And how do they get to that?
How do they get to the excerpt box?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just in when you go to make a new post, it's either in screen options up at the top if you're using Classic.
Yep.
Or in the settings over on the sidebar if you're using the block editor.
Okay. All right. So you have to turn that on for each post, does it?
No, you just turn that on once and then it'll be there.
Saves it from there on out. Okay, yeah. Good. All right, let's talk about a little blueberry news. We got some good articles for you. This is probably one that's really, really important, especially for me. I've been at this, and Mike, you've been at this a long time too. How to avoid podcaster burnout.
Yeah, and I feel burnout sometimes, but basically, you know, he's saying that you really want to take a break now and again, and you want to sort of prepare your audience for that break, not necessarily, you know, doing seasons or whatever. I know you've done this before because I've been a guest host on Geek News Central, but, right. You know, get a guest host if you want to take a vacation. You have a couple weeks, where you got a guest host. That's kind of cool.
I think there's, you know, the only thing I would add to this really is if you're new and like your first year, I don't think you should take any breaks.
No.
You know, if you feel yourself getting burned out, then I guess plan for it. But I've always said a podcaster that's trying to build a successful show should go at least 2 years on their regular schedule. But I know that's not possible for some people. But, you know, just be aware that if you're away from the mic too long, people will replace you. So you have to be real careful about, you know, taking time off. And I guess it depends on the type of content too. So some shows are more readily, they can more readily take it some time off. But and what I've also done, Mike, is when I'm not feeling it, or if I'm sick or I'm totally tired, I will skip a show in that instance. But mm-hmm. I've also been doing this 16 years too. So I used to go thick and thin. I would never miss an episode no matter what.
Yep. I remember that. I don't know, ways back when you first took your first vacation, I don't know, this had to have been 2007 or 2008. You've been at it 2 or 3 years. You reached out to me and another guy named Mike, and we each took one of your episodes. And record it. That was fun, actually.
Yeah. You know, and I haven't done that in a while. Maybe mm-hmm. I should start doing that more, having guests. Because I get some feedback sometimes. Oh, just be yourself and da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But anyway. All right, let's move on here. Focus on features about the Blueberry Player. So we've got a blog post up, and I haven't read this one yet. It talks about our
exclusive player for our hosting customers and how it all works.
Awesome. So it gives them the dirty, down deep details, the glaze your eyes over type of content. Does it go that far?
No. It talks about, you know, it can be embedded. It can be, or it automatically is added to your post in WordPress if you're hosting with us and you select that player. And it's a good little overview of what we have to offer.
All right. So if you're not using our Blueberry Player, check it out. If you are, then go look at some options you've got for customizing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, this month, podcast of the month, and I'm going to let you introduce Kim because I'm going to destroy her last name.
I have a pronouncer in here. Actually, I listened to her show, so I know how it sounds now. So anyway, it's Kim Kragi.
Kim Kragi, okay.
Yeah, and she's doing her Toastmasters 101 show, but she's been selected as our podcaster of the month.
So congratulations, Kim, for being our podcast of the month.
Yeah, and Kim just started writing for us as well. We featured one of her articles last week. So
awesome.
Very cool.
I guess a little fringe benefits of being a Blueberry writer, huh?
I suppose.
And actually...
she was queued up as a podcaster of the month for a while, I think.
Yeah. And Mackenzie and the rest of the team take care of determining who's going to be podcast of the month. I have actually no choice selection in that. Yeah. That's done by the team.
I don't even see it until she gives it to me in the show notes here. So,
again, congratulations to Kim and her Toastmasters 101 show. And link is up on the show notes. Link is in the show notes on that as well. My goodness.
English optional today?
Yeah, it is. So, Mike, you just finished a PowerPress webinar. How was your attendance?
We had about 30 people show up, about 60 signed up. So they've got the replay, but awesome. I'm going to put the replay link here in the show notes. It's just basically our monthly webinar. This one went particularly good, and I switched it up a little bit and talked about the show notes thing that we just talked about and all that. So if you want to watch that YouTube video, it's linked in our show notes here. And the next one's going to be on July 20th at 3:30 p.m. It's a Tuesday. And I got the sign-up link here in the show notes as well.
All right. You always want to attend those if you need a little more in-depth PowerPress questions or, you know, skills. Definitely Mike's been putting these on for a while. There's not a question that I don't think he can't answer in that. So
if you can't answer it, I've never heard it before. So.
Yeah, so the goal is to stump the host. That's what you try to do.
Stump the chumps, as they used to say.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we've got an interview. Why don't you introduce this, Mike, because you did the interview.
Yeah, our marketing intern, Chow Pham. She's a student at University of Cincinnati, and she's interning with us this summer. And she's a dynamo of energy.
Yeah, she great. Is. And I do want to mention that that she is from Vietnam, and she's here in the United States going to school. And I can only, I haven't listened to the interview, I want to, but yes, she is a very high energy, fantastic. I tell you what, someone's looking for someone post, and I don't know how it's going to work with her after she graduates from a working eligibility wise, but if anybody's looking, you know, we may hire her, you know, that's... how good she is. She's really wonderful. So anyway.
She's behind all our social media stuff here recently.
Right. So here we go with the interview.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being here for the Meet the Team.
Hello.
Yeah, so you're our new marketing intern for the summer. And let's see if I remember correctly from the last time we talked. You're from Hanoi, and
yes, correct. That's my hometown, Hanoi, Vietnam.
Yeah, and then you go to University of Cincinnati.
Correct. I am currently a fourth-year business ELEC student, and my minor is marketing. And this, I have one more year until graduation. Go Bearcats!
Yeah, there you go. So, what are you planning on doing after graduation?
That is a great question. So, after graduation, my plan right now is to explore different opportunities in the business world, marketing world. I love marketing so much, especially digital marketing. And so kind of like what I'm doing right now with Blueberry is setting the foundation for that, and it's giving me a lot of experience. And I learned so much from Blueberry staff here already, and I hope to bring that experience with me after I graduate and bring that into a new job opportunity. Hopefully, if I can still work with Blueberry, that would be amazing. But in the long run, I might want to travel. I don't want to settle at one place ever. And so it would be really nice if I could go travel to different places and work, you know, maybe like 1 year in Vietnam, 1 year in Europe, 1 year in South Africa.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So you're working here with Blueberry. Had you ever had any experience with podcasting before?
So that is a great question. So right before I applied for Blueberry marketing intern position, I had a conversation with my friends about potentially starting a podcast. And we never had any experience in podcasting before. But now that I am working for Blueberry, I am trying to understand about podcasting, and maybe we can start a podcast. I want to do something related to social issues, you know, like about social justice and equity. And I really want to make an impact through you know, small things. And I feel like podcasting is a powerful tool that help people spread their messages to audience around the world. And especially that podcasting in Vietnam is gaining more popularity. I really hope that more people, especially young people like me, can, you know more about podcasting and maybe like make it a tool for them to grow, maybe like their own show, their business, or maybe just for fun. I've met a lot of interesting people who want to do podcasting in Vietnam, but what they like is a tool and, you know, like a podcast community with people who guide them, people with experience. So I hope that my experience here will help me perhaps in the future bring that back to Vietnam and help young podcasters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat. Yes, it's always good to spread podcasting around. And the beautiful thing about podcasting is there is really no rules. So you get to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about and promote it however you want to promote it. And that's what we do here. So It's great having you on the team. And incidentally, you're in the Blueberry studio at the Columbus office, your first time meeting any of us in person. Of course, I'm not in person. I'm just a little box on a computer, but but you got to meet a lot of the team there, and I'm sure you want to get to that. So we won't keep you here too long, but what do you think of our setup?
God, I absolutely love the office, and I'm sitting in the studio right now, and I feel like a podcaster. It's so cool speaking to this mic, and I feel like a professional podcaster already. The Blueberry members, the Blueberry family is very friendly, and it's so nice to see everyone in person. And I really hope I can see you in person too, as well, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I'll be down there at some point.
Perfect.
Always, I go down there every now and again. I haven't been down there in a year and a half, but, that's understandable because we haven't been using the office for about that long.
Right, right.
And now it's coming back. So that's awesome.
Yep.
Anything else you would like to tell the audience about yourself?
Not much, but I hope that, right now I'm doing social media for Blueberry, and so I'm there a lot. If you see a post from Blueberry, that's probably me or Kathy. We on the social media team. And so if you haven't given us a follow on social media, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, please give us a follow. We really appreciate that. We appreciate your support, and we post a lot of content there. A lot of new things gonna go out on social media, so keep updates, stay updated with the social media page. We will love to see your face there. So yeah.
Very good. And yeah, I've seen a lot of your work here since you've been working with us, and it's impressive. I love it.
Thank you, Mike. I have a lot to learn. So
you're all right. Well, you get back to the team there and enjoy, and thanks
you.
For being on.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike, good job on that. And you'll have more of these coming, won't you?
Yep, I've got a few more. I'm still working on getting other people to record with me, but we'll get there. But I want to get the whole team through on the show here at some point over the next few months.
So we've got a question of the week. Let's go with that. What you got?
Okay, somebody asks, I read somewhere that podcasts need to be either 20 minutes or 40 minutes long because the average commute is 20 minutes. Is this true?
Mike, have you been commuting very much since the beginning of COVID? Well, you walk to work.
Yeah, I commute. It's about 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
That includes if I've got to deal with the dogs.
Yeah, so. Mike commutes 11 minutes. But, if you think about where we've been in the last year and a half, a large majority of us have been working from home. And I know there's people out there that are first responders and, folks that have had to go to work. And matter of fact, they've had a better commute while the rest of us have kept our cars off the road. Yeah,
traffic is certainly back up here this year.
Yeah, traffic's back here too. But, I guess the answer, partial answer is maybe on the average commute, but really the answer is no. Your show should... I know you've got a long answer here. I'm going to give my Reader's Digest version and let you go into your piece. As long as it's entertaining, as long as it's engaging, as long as you have something to say and not wasting listeners' time.
Mm-hmm.
The most popular shows out there are really, really long.
Some of them. And then there's some really popular shows that are 3 minutes.
Right.
So it's however long you need to get your message out. There's nothing worse than listening to somebody that has 10 minutes worth of content and they try to push it to 20 minutes just because, well, that's the format. So then it gets boring. It gets stretched out and people just talk and talk and talk and talk. I tend to do that in writing. I don't generally talk that much, but.
You know, when I, my show for years was an hour, 10 minutes, and then it kind of went down to about 50. But just recently, I went an hour 10. It's because I spontaneously got into a topic on the last show where I stood on a soapbox for about 15 minutes and was talking about something and was kind of off script from my show plan from what I was going to cover and really added a topic in the middle. Was primarily talking about the UFO report that came out. I kind of talked about that in depth. And so that show went an hour 10, but it was one of those situations where it was as long as it needed to be, and I wasn't wasting people's time. I think that's the key there, is that it was I felt the content was engaging. I felt I was going to get a lot of feedback, and I am. And it just is one of those situations where the show just went to the length it did because the content supported it. Right. Sometimes the content only supports 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's like this show. You know, we range anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour.
Right.
It just depends on the content. And, you know, not every time are we extra talkative either. So, you know, it just happens that way. A friend of mine, you know, says he has this good quote. It says, podcasts are never too long. Unless they're boring.
Right.
So don't be boring.
But I think you hit a point here, and I'm reading the show notes from today's show. So Mike says, conversely, do not try to do 30 minutes of content in 20. And I think you talked about this as you will go too fast or miss something you wanted to have in that episode. In other words, podcasts can be long or short as you, the podcaster, wants them to be. So I think that's really the best advice ever.
Yeah, just, you know, that's the beauty of podcasting. There's no rules. Rules. As far as length of show, you know, now certain formats lend themselves to certain things, you know, like Pod News, James Cridland, you know, he does 2 to 3 minutes, and that's great for his format.
I just often, sometimes I'm listening to a show, and I'm so enthralled in it, and then it just wraps.
Yep.
And I'm like, why did they wrap? There was so much more they left on the table that could have went. So sometimes I think people book a guest maybe for 30 minutes, and all of a sudden at 30-minute mark, they have to go, but you've got another 30 minutes of stuff you could have talked about. So,
or they record the whole thing and break it into 2 or 3 parts, which is annoying to me.
Yeah. So I think, you know, too, is if you're doing an interview with someone, plan to go long. If the show's only 30 minutes and you're going to do an hour, when you get them on in the call, to listen, we're going to go from about, you know, 20 minutes to an hour. It normally goes about 30, but we're not going to rush. And oftentimes that'll make the guests go, ah, okay, cool. We're just having a conversation. So, and you may end up with a better show that way if you try, instead of trying to jam it all in.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, you know, where somebody, I only do 30 minutes. So, you know, they're just going and going and going. And it's like, dude, slow down.
I was always amazed by Andy McCaskey because he scripted his, and they were like 20 minutes and 30 seconds to 21 minutes every time. But Andy kind of knew the amount of copy he would need to do a 20-minute show, and he designed it around that length. But they were always all very well-paced and lots of good content. So I think it all depends on your production style.
There was a show, podcaster that started doing essentially podcast before podcasting started, and he would do exactly, I think it was 9 minutes and 41 seconds.
Oh my God.
Because the in real audio format, that was 1 megabyte.
Oh.
And he would keep it at 1 megabyte, and he was brilliant at it, but most of us aren't going to be.
Right. Well, anyway, that brings us to the end today. So if you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. Of course, blueberry is spelled without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's. Audio, text, or even video if you want, and we may use it on the show, no guarantee. And, of course, the best place for support is not emailing Mike directly or Sean or Dave.
Yep.
We want you to use the support ticket. So go over to blueberry.com/support. Enter the ticket. That way, Mike, Dave, and Sean can answer it. You know, there's not going to be just one person. Of course, any that ticket, as I said here again, it gives the whole team access to the question rather than a direct email or maybe a direct phone call, too. I know sometimes people call you up from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's on tap for the podcast help desk?
Might be one of those weeks where I take a break.
Oh,
so, I've got a house full of people coming up here. Cherry Festival starting this week, and everybody wants to come to Traverse City. So
and stay at Mike's house instead of spending big money at the hotel,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So $300 a night at the Hampton Inn down the end of the block here. So
I can bring a tent, and we can it'll sleep five or six.
I
so
got
you
the
want
motorhome
me-
in the yard too, so we're good. But I don't know whether I'll get something out this week or not, but okay. We'll try.
All right. For those of you here in the United States, of course, we want to wish you a happy 4th of July. It's, of course, Independence Day. Hope you enjoy the fireworks. Hope you have something on the barbecue. Maybe have a few adult beverages if you are of age. And always, please, be careful out there. There's so many people that get hurt around the 4th of July holiday because of fireworks and largely kids. So just be careful. Be safe and, of course, have a great holiday. Anything else, Mike?
No, I think we're good. We actually went a little long today, which is good because we had lots to talk about.
All right. And of course, we had the interview as well. So that's going to add to our total length. All right, everyone. Hey, thanks for being here. And we'll see you next time. Podcastinsider.com is the website. Please follow or subscribe to the show. Tell your fellow podcasters about this show. And of course, if you're not an affiliate yet, consider becoming an affiliate. Mm-hmm. A great way to make some money. We just sent out, I think we sent money out this week. That's what I was told last week. Yep. And of course, we want to thank our Blueberry Pro production team. And in the coming episodes, we are actually going to have a segment that's being provided by our Blueberry Pro production team that is going to fall into the show. They're going to produce it and drop it in. Nice. So you're going to get some pro production tips from our Blueberry Pro production team. And I want to thank Kate, Toby, and the team over there for making us both sound better than we are and sometimes smarter than we are.
Sometimes.
All right, Mike, anything else?
No, good to go.
All right, Mike Todd or McKenzie at Blueberry.com. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time on the Podcast Insider. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.